Welcome to the Alcohol Free Life podcast, brought to you by thesoberclub.com. I'm Genuinely Grace. This is for you if you've quit the booze or you'd like to, or maybe you're just sober curious. I'll bring you tips and motivation without any judgment, and there'll be inspiration from experts, quitlet authors, and sober heroes. Hi and welcome to the podcast. I hope you're well and you had a good Valentine's Day, whatever that meant for you. As you know, in the Sober Club, we were focusing on self-love and self-esteem, which was the first time for some people that they'd ever considered those concepts. So it was really good though. We had a kind of a meditation mashup, lots of inspirational bits and bobs of content. And of course, this week was also Random Acts of Kindness Day. On Thursday. As always, whenever I talk about kindness, I always credit Dr. David Hamilton with teaching me so much in the early years when I don't think I knew about any of that stuff, really. I read Why Kindness is Good for You, fantastically good book. And with David, it's that scientific approach. You've heard him on the podcast. I'm sure I've interviewed him on his most recent book, Why Woo-Woo Works. And you really can't sort of say, oh, don't be ridiculous, it's just woo-woo, because David actually gives you the scientific reasons why it certainly isn't. And most definitely, kindness is definitely good for you. You actually get more as the giver than the receiver. So seriously, what's not to like? So this has been the week then that's been, there's been a lot of stuff across the news about booze, not least that big story that adults can go over the recommended limit, daily amount of sugar that they're meant to have, just with having two glasses of wine. I think that's probably quite a shocker for people when they read that. And, you know, in the old days, I'd have seen a study like that and just thought, oh, don't be ridiculous, I'll switch to a different brand then. But this piece is really, explaining that a lot of alcoholic drinks contain more calories than a hamburger. Of course, the headline was, more calories than a McDonald's. It's all about looking at labelling, really, because it is totally bizarre, isn't it, that every food item that we buy, has to include details of ingredients, has to include calories and sugar content and additives and God knows what else. And yet alcohol, it just rocks up and all it has to have is its ABV and that's it, really. It's definitely not okay. But I thought it was quite cheering that news story came out, because, as I say, it's the sort of news story I would have hated. So that's good, because mostly the news stories are simply telling us that alcohol is good for us. We mentioned it on Radio 2, and just gave me an opportunity to at least say that, there is another way. And of course, it's important to stress that alcohol, low alcohol wines and, will also contain some sugar. The word on the street is that they are lower in sugar. And again, you need to really look into it. So I think, it really does vary. You really do need to look at labels. You do need to look at the brand and really get stuck into the individual brands as to what's going on. I know a brand like Naughty is very low in sugar. I haven't got the figures in front of me, but it's very low. And then, of course, if you go on to botanicals and you're having a botanical drink, sea arch and those kind of drinks, and don't have any sugar in them. So it just comes down to what you add to them, what mixes you put with them. That's where you start adding in the sugar, unless you're buying a pre-mixed spirit. And I think that's where some of the problems can come in. If you kind of pick up from a supermarket one of the pre-mixed alcohol-free G&Ts, for example, well, number one, they often have tonics. They often contain tonics that have artificial sweeteners, which for me is an absolute no. Or they contain an awful lot of sugar. So you do have to be careful. It's not straightforward. But I think anything that reminds us that that alcohol is not exactly good for us, I think it's got to be a good thing. Because, the crazy thing is lots and lots and lots of people think that they are doing themselves a favour by, you know, losing weight, in inverted commas, by cutting down on their food or even fasting for God knows how many hours, and then having, you know, a couple of glasses of dry white wine, which of course then turns to 304, in the hope that that's going to be helping you not put on weight. I mean, it's absolute nonsense. And on that note, by the way, I've got a really interesting guest coming up. He's written a book on... called Love Yourself, Lose Weight. So you can imagine how much I'm interested in that title. So we'll be talking to her on the podcast soon. The other news story that came out was around alcohol linked to cancers. And again, you know, it's a stark reality, and it's not always you see those pieces. So it is quite interesting that they kind of creep out, make their way into the media. I don't know that any of them are going to, you know, necessarily rock very much, are they? But I think for somebody who is searching, your eye just might catch on some of these things, and you might be able to just start thinking, okay, right, that's enough signs for me now. Maybe it's time. So if that is you, and you're just sort of, you see these news articles, or maybe you catch something I've written on social media or somebody else, or you follow someone on Instagram, and, you know, things tend to come in threes, don't they? By the time you've been reminded of something three times, you do start to think, okay, this really is, you know, down to me now. And I think the really interesting part of this is that when people do actually take the plunge and reach out, things feel so much more possible. I had somebody contact me in the week who just feels desperate right now. Nothing is going right. You know, there's issues in the relationship and the home life. There's depression going on. There's antidepressants. There's, you know, a bottle of wine a day added into the mix. There's all kinds of stuff going on, and it all feels like such doom and gloom. But the reality is that person reached out, right? And if there's hope there, if you've got just enough self-esteem to know that this is not how it's meant to be, to know that you're worth more than that, then catch on to that and actually celebrate that fact. Be proud of yourself for being open to being aware of that, being conscious of it, you know, and recognizing that it is within your power to start to make a change. But first of all, you probably have to reach out and get some support, because this stuff's tough to do on your own, right? Any of it. So, yeah, you know where we are at the Sober Club. It's completely non-judgmental. So, you know, there are loads and loads of different ways of doing this. I had somebody else ask me, interestingly enough, about what my thoughts were about the pills that you can take, the medication that you can take to help you, you know, stop drinking. And I don't have personal experience of it, and I'm definitely not medically trained. So this is not information or advice I'm giving you. I can just share my own personal opinion. And that is that I think, ultimately it won't help, because ultimately I think you'll simply create a new addiction, because you will become reliant on the thing that allegedly stops you from desiring a drink. But your perception of the alcohol will remain the same. It's just that the edge will be taken off. It's like that, they're bringing out an injection, the fat jab, as it's being called, for people who want to lose weight. So they're going to be injected with something that, yeah, I mean, really? Seriously? I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. I don't know enough about this to be able to really to advise, so I'm not trying to advise. Just my gut instincts tell me that you really do have to dig a bit deeper with this stuff, because it's all about changing your thinking. It's all about the mindset. And that's not to be flippant. Of course, this impacts on all kinds of physical issues as well. I get that completely. But it really is intertwined. And I think you have to start from that place of being willing to start to change your mindset, start to change your thinking. And of course, there are loads of different ways that can help with that. Loads of amazing therapies and techniques and support, all kinds of stuff. Not least the work that I'm doing now with Family Constellations and Matrix, which is super exciting, a really quick way of getting to some of those core beliefs that have shaped us, those kind of limiting beliefs that we can sometimes see in others, but they feel very hard to shake for ourselves. So yes, anyways, wherever you're at, if you're in the middle of you know, you're just having these thoughts now, this the unconscious mind is just starting to nag you about what's going on, then take hold of that, grab it, see it as the hope that it is, and reach out and get the support that you need and make this change, because it's the best thing you will ever do for your life. I think you've heard me say that before, unless you're brand new to the podcast, in which case you won't yet know just how amazingly Pollyanna-ish I really am. Somebody said that to me the other day, your infectious enthusiasm about sobriety. Well, yes, I mean, yes, that's what I wish someone had done for me all those years ago. I wish, you know, well, certainly a long time before they did. You know, I sometimes think back and I think, did they? Was it just that I wasn't listening? I don't think anyone did, though. I don't think anyone ever spoke about the incredible benefits of sobriety. Not in any place that I was able to see it. It was always, my perception was always just that, well, those poor people who can't drink, how awful for them. Certainly not, you know, hold on a minute, you're missing out here. Anyways, my guest this week, such fun. I thought I'd interview a Sober Club member who is just doing the most lovely, lovely project.
Well, I came across Anth Parker's work, I think it was Instagram actually, and so great to chat to you, Anth. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
My pleasure. Hello.
Tell us a bit about you first, and then we'll dig into this fabulous concept that you've come up with. But just give us a little bit about your background first.
Okay. I'm 49. I struggled with alcohol for quite some time, actually. I ended up going to AA about 8 years ago, and felt, you know, I didn't fit in. And after I left that, I thought, well, that's it. I think the problem there was that I left feeling that there was no hope. Mm. And then obviously, I mean, drinking goes up and down. You know, I tried that moderation and tried different drinks, tried stopping for a bit. And then it got to lockdown and I thought, oh, you know, I really need to stop. So I came across William Porter's book, Alcohol Explained. And it completely changed my way of thinking, my mindset about alcohol. I started listening to podcasts and just suddenly this whole new world opened up. You know, I had no idea in those years that I'd been to AA that there was this whole online network of people getting sober and loving it. So I thought, well, I'll join in, and I haven't looked back.
Mm. And you're a member of the Sober Club now, which is fabulous.
Yeah, I'm loving it. Thank you.
But so tell us about this project then. So you decided, and was this in lockdown that you thought, do you know what, I'm going to collect some postcards?
No, it was a bit further on in my sobriety journey. I'm an art lover, so part of my therapeutic sort of clear up was cleaning out my attic, and I came across some old postcards, and the nostalgia was just, I just thought, oh, this is magic, seeing people's handwriting from years ago, and they really stuck with me. So the idea came to me then to ask people in other sober groups that I'd met, would they like to send me a postcard, like handmade or something they've bought, with ideas about how sobriety has changed their lives, top tips, inspirations for getting and staying sober. And so then they started coming in, and as I've been sharing them, I think it's inspired other people to join in.
Mm.
And what that's done is the reason they send postcards is because I want to get them out in the public, so that people like me who don't realise that there is an online network can see something out there. And that seems to be working.
Mm. Yeah, we'll talk a bit more about where you're actually sort of exhibiting them. But it's an interesting thing, isn't it, this postcard thing? Because actually, for years, most of us have kind of stopped sending postcards. It's a thing of the past. We don't do it very much. You know, I remember going on holiday, and it wouldn't be a holiday unless I had bought a whole batch of postcards and sent them home. But I don't think anyone does that anymore.
No, it's a thing of the past. And I think that's something that's quite, endearing about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a blast from the past, isn't it?
Yeah. And tell us about some of the ones you received. Can you describe some of them to us? Because I know you've had poems and images and just words, but maybe you can describe a few.
Well, a couple that I got, some beautiful, lots of beautiful ones. One that I got this week is a picture of somebody's chocolate Labradors, and they've met up with other people's chocolate Labradors, and they're all sitting around a table with their dog treats on little plates around. And the person's written, "Parties are only about the food and the good friends." And I just absolutely thought that was adorable, because it's so true, isn't it? What we're learning sobriety, it isn't about what's in our glass anymore. It's about the company. And I just adored that. I've had some beautiful artistic ones. There's some very creative. They're putting things on the back like "Believe you can and you're halfway there." Big journeys begin with small steps. Oh, there's such a kaleidoscope. There's another one here which is quite a heartfelt one. It says free yourself, live life, love life, practice gratitude. And it's in memory of her father and brother who lost their lives to alcohol. You know, and on the back, she's put about her success for her sobriety, because I think we're all writing our own little stories here, aren't we?
Yeah, yeah. Fantastic. And so you've called this the Sober Inspiration Project, which is exactly what it is. It's completely inspiring. And then your idea was to actually put on little exhibitions. So tell us about what you've done so far.
Oh, I was so nervous. The first one I did, it was in the local park, and there was a vegan market, and I thought, oh, I think vegans seem quite nice people. I popped down there, and I hung them up in the trees. I don't use the original postcards because they're really precious. So I photocopy them, or I take photographs and print them out. And then I laminate them and tie ribbons through them, and then hang them in trees with fairy lights. And so they glisten in the sun, and they just look so pretty. And then the latest one is in two abandoned telephone boxes.
Yeah, I saw a picture of that. That's such a great, I mean, telephone boxes are such fabulous, iconic, you know, images themselves, aren't they?
They are. They've really caught a lot of attention, and I had to clean them out. Yeah, don't say anything about that.
No, absolutely. I bet you did.
I had my rubber gloves on, you'll be pleased to hear. Once I'd done that and bought a few air fresheners, right, and then I hung up some little fake plants and hung up all the postcards.
And so, I mean, roughly how many have you got then?
I think I've got about 100 now. This started in November.
Yeah, so it's still early days, so I'm guessing you'd like loads more.
I'd love loads more.
Brilliant.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, so we'll put the details in the show notes, but just tell people exactly what they need to send you. Is it literally just a postcard, or do they need to put the postcard into an envelope? Is anything else needed?
Well, the other beautiful thing about it is the stamps and the dates on them. You know, that's a really nostalgic thing as well. So I think that's part of it. So, I mean, if there's something really special and that someone's taken a long time on, then definitely send it in an envelope, because we don't want them to be spoiled. So it doesn't have to be anything, you know, that worries anybody. It can be something just small, but it, you know, they're all eye-catching. So pop a postcard in the post. It'd be lovely to get one from you.
Yeah, fantastic. And then what would you like to see happen with the Sober Inspiration Project for the future then? I mean, what would be your ideal when you've got loads more? What kind of venue do you fancy for exhibitions in the future?
I'm loving the pop-ups. I think what would be super nice would be to show the originals in a gallery somewhere. That would be an extraordinary thing, because they are all pieces of art in my eyes, and it's an organic process, isn't it, this? And it kind of just seems to be winding its own way, if you know what I mean.
No, definitely. I mean, I just think the whole idea of of people being able to, you know, drop a few words or a squiggle or a poem or a little doodle, you know, onto a card, that you just never know how that might inspire someone else in the future. Might be just exactly the thing that person needs to see when they're passing the disused phone box or wandering through a market, right?
Yeah, it just gives more hope, doesn't it? And I think the joy that's coming from these, the joy that's coming through the postcards and in the fact that people are loving sobriety, you know, it's such a taboo subject, as we know, and just getting it out in the public saying we are proud to be sober, you know, it's a good way of life.
Yeah. And where are you at now then in terms of sobriety?
I'm 14 months now,
Jane. Oh, cool. Amazing. Great.
I'm not looking back.
No, absolutely. Brilliant. Well, Anne, thank you. It's a really fun project and really just caught my eye. It's very cute. It's very simple. I love that. And, you know, as you say, any which way we can drop these nuggets of inspiration, it's got to be a good thing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
So I'll put the info in the show notes. And if anyone would like to donate a postcard, that would be super, super welcome. And let's see, you know, maybe we'll have you back when you got to 1,000, right?
That would be amazing.
Let's do that. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
So we'll put those details in the show notes. Make sure you get your postcards off. It would be so lovely if this grew and grew and grew. It's such a cool idea. And, you know, we all love things like that, don't we? Just little representations of possibility and positivity and joy. It just is fabulous. And there's a great little news item as well. And I think it was on the Dorset TV thing about Anth recently, a little piece about the post box, the phone box, you know, exhibition. So it's really cool. Don't forget, if you want inspiration and accountability and support and encouragement and content all around health and well-being, doesn't matter what stage you're at, whether you're on day one, whether you've been sober for 10 years, check out the Sober Club. It's not expensive. It is jam-packed full of support and inspiration. It's thesoberclub.com. And we have a bunch of events coming up. Champneys Springs in Leicestershire. We have a family constellations workshop. Don't miss that. I know it's really difficult for me to describe what it even is, but have a look at the landing page, at the information at soberclub.com. Click on events. And just a word, by the way, that will not be relevant for many of you, but if you happen to be listening to this and you are a coach or a therapist or a practitioner or a teacher, or you want to really deep dive into personal transformation underpinned by sobriety, then I am now offering sober coach training. I did my first training in October and I have an amazing dream team. You don't have to already be working in that arena, but there are a few, there is some criteria for being part of the course. But drop me a message if that's something that's of interest to you. If you've been thinking, do you know what, I actually really want to share this now. I want to inspire other people. I've been sober for however long and I actually want to pass this on, whether that's in terms of working as a coach or holding events or offering courses as a business, or whether you just want to be able to do that with friends and colleagues, or indeed within the work you already do, because these skills are totally transferable. And the course that I offer is all around sobriety recovery coaching. It's not aimed at, it's not counseling, it's not addiction coaching. It is coaching. It's not counselling. It's really important to stress that. But in addition to all the stuff that we cover around self-care and unravelling all the different layers, so it's amazing for personal transformation as well. There's a whole raft of stuff around business as well and building your brand and how to get yourself out there, because, you know, let's face it, I've been doing this stuff for years. There's also some fabulous contributors to our course. We are very, very lucky to have some leading experts covering some of the topics really, really in depth. So if that's of interest to you, just drop me a message, title it Sober Coach Training, and we can have a conversation. Our next training is April 23rd, the in-person days. So if that resonates, I'm a really big believer that if this resonates, there'll be something tingling right now with you and you'll be going, oh dear, that's me. And it will just feel as though it's right. And if not, then forgive me for mentioning it, because I appreciate it's not for everyone. Anyways, thesoberclub.com, or drop me a message, follow me on social media. I hope you have a great week. And it does feel like spring is just about starting to come. And I said that last week, and then it was like godforsaken winds. But let's hope that spring might be in the air. If you have any suggestions for podcast guests for me, by the way, particularly if you can introduce me, that would be amazing. Please drop me a message. I will keep doing this podcast as long as I've got wonderful people who want to chat to me. Feel free to make any suggestions of anyone you'd like me to have a conversation with. I'll see you next week. Thank you for listening to the Alcohol Free Life podcast, brought to you by The Sober Club. Please rate and review. And if you want support, accountability and inspiration, and you want to live your best life without the booze, check out thesoberclub.com.